Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, head in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Let's do it. March 11th. Keith McPherson on The Fan.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. Listen, yo, just realize that team sports are team sports. Realize that we are fans. We don't get to play. We don't get to affect the... Well, actually, we do affect the games, right? If you're a Yankee fan, show up. Sell the place out. Get louder. Heckle the opposing team. Pick the team up. And, man, there's always a plot twist. Some of the greatest stories start with adversity. You know, when you watch Marvel or you watch DC, like, you know, I'm trying to put my son on Batman and, like, you know, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. And how does Batman start? Bruce Wayne loses his parents. Terrible start to the movie. How does Spider-Man start? He loses Uncle Ben. He already lost his parents. He loses Uncle Ben. Terrible start. And you know what? A hero is made from that. 888-808-1019. You have to go through some type of things. I've started to talk about my life less on The Fan because I've got a lot of nerds and haters that write on Reddit and Facebook and all this guy does is talk about himself. Yeah, if you talk for 4 or 5 hours a night, I bet you would too, but man, in my own life, I've dealt with a ton of adversity. I'm so used to it now. When things don't go my way, I don't trip. When things don't go my way, I understand this is temporary. Every loss is a lesson. I have to overcome it. What is this teaching me? What is this preparing me for? What is this in the way of? And then when I go through it, instead of turning around and going the other way, when I overcome it, instead of trying to go around it or skip around, something greater is always waiting on the other side. 888-808-1019. Moose is in Jamaica. Moose, you're on The Fan.
Yeah, Keith, what it do?
Here, you know, doing the show.
Can I first, like, for the nerds? All right. Judge's war was 11.2. So you're telling me minus Cole, minus Stanton, heal for a couple months, and I guess DJ. the current roster minus Judge can't win 80 games.
I mean, of course they can. Of course they can. Of course they can. They can win 80 games. They won 82 games with Judge running into the wall. And we were playing we were playing Jake Bowers. We were playing Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Billy McKinney, Greg Allen. Ben Rortvedt was getting at bats. Like, we started that season with Aaron Hicks. So, go on.
So yeah, like, I mean, like, Dominguez, top 100 prospect. You would actually have to look up the number where it differentiates between those scouting websites and stuff like that. This dude is slated to be a 40-40 perennial power-hitting outfielder.
And he doesn't have to be that yet, but he has to show flashes of, like he has in spring, speed, fast as Bobby Witt Jr., power. He's hitting home runs, right? Get better with the glove defensively and be solid in left field. They're not even asking him to lead off. Like, he's just got to be a major league caliber player. It's time. And he will be.
Most batting cleanup last season didn't build confidence that you don't currently see in spring training with the pitching, with his defense, his offense.
There's a lot of bright spots. Thanks for the call, Moose. And you know what? I'm not going to sell you on them. We're this close. I'll be gone all next week. I'll be at spring training all next week. I'm not doing a live Rico. Shout out to Evan. I'm not checking in on SNY. You'll probably never see me on SNY. I'm just going to go down and see the team, watch a couple games. You might actually hear me on The Fan with Dave Sims and Susan Waldman if I'm allowed to go up there for an inning, but I'm not always allowed in the media area. I like to wear Yankee gear, and they want me to wear neutral, regular clothes where I'm like, why would I show up to George M. Steinbrenner Field without like five Yankee logos on me? Whatever, I'll wear the neutral clothes. I'll pretend to be media. I am media, but I'll pretend to be neutral. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, I'm going to go down there and get a first-hand look at the team. Maybe I'll step on the field. I haven't, you know, done that in the past. I haven't taken advantage of that. And I want to see what these guys look like. I want to look at the team and see their morale. I'm glad. I'm like, this year I booked the trip so late. I do want to see what they're looking like. I want to see what the temperature of the team is. They're not quitting. They can't. They can't. Like I said, there are young guys that are proving themselves this year. There are older guys that are trying to prove that they're not done, that chose to be on the Yankees team. Aaron Judge has a ton to prove. He's got dad strength now. Right, he failed in October, dropping that pop-up, striking out all those times. He's got to put the team on his back. So I'm showing up to see that in spring training. And then the week after, opening day, Yankee Stadium. I'll see you there, too. Out on Staten Island, George, you got it.
Keithy, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. You know, the Knicks are holding it down against the Kings, and they need this win and this energy as we talk about Cole going down. Like, Jalen Brunson is down, but these guys aren't packing it in. They're hooping tonight.
Like you said, it's a team effort. But just a couple of things, if I may. First, those guys on Reddit, tell them to go scratch every itch on their body if they're going to.
I've never seen them. I don't know these guys. It comes with the territory. I actually appreciate it because when I wasn't on the radio, nobody wrote anything about me. So it's cool.
Yep. And like you, I'm a long-time suffering Yankee and Cowboy fan. And, you know, listen, it is what it is.
Yeah, man. It's a tough spot right now, especially, like, how are they going to pay Micah Parsons?
Ditto. Exactly. So I have a question for you regarding the Cole injury. Now, obviously, we kind of know that Hal had the self-imposed tax or threshold that he did not want to overcome. With Cole being done for the season, I take it from what I'm hearing that there's an insurance policy on him. But does that negate the payroll for the Yankees? That if let's say Cole is making whatever it is, $35 million a year, do they now take that off of their payroll and they could add on $35 million without impeding that luxury tax threshold?
I don't believe so. I can't speak from any type of authority on the matter. I don't know that exactly. I think that's something that kicks in after, as most insurance takes a while to kick in. It shouldn't matter though, George. Like the right, 36 million, it shouldn't matter. The 307, 308 million, it should not matter. They made $411 million. That's what was reported in Newsday today off of ticket sales last year.
But Keith, we looked at it on a dollars and cents type of thing, where, in other words, there's other reciprocating factors. For example, the tax ramifications on on that mean one thing. But then the loss of, let's say, the international pool money, where they've been somewhat successful in signing players and everything else along that line. It's one thing to say, like, if they're going to, obliterate that tax rate, like the Dodgers and the Mets are doing it and stuff like that. But if they want to try and come back to not to signing these, overaged, overpriced ball players, you know what I'm saying? Like, even now, Stanton, he's going to be gone potentially for the whole, nobody really knows.
He's probably gone. I'm just already not. I said unsubscribe me. He's probably gone. He probably needs surgery. Like, I don't think he's going to sleep it off in a month.
No, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, with that being said, you have these, dead contracts. I mean, from what I understand, they're still paying Aaron Hicks. God bless them, Bobby Bonilla, too. You know what I'm saying? As part of, like, dead money. I mean, there's got to be something that they can, and I'm not going to say circumvent the wheel, but, I just don't get it. I was hoping for some clarity.
Yeah, thanks for the call, George. I don't know about the insurance on Cole. I'll do some Googling. If you know, call me up and tell me at 888-808-1019 how that affects the payroll. I think it, at least I would assume or guess, like, you're still taking that hit. Cole gets hurt, he gets hurt. Like, he's still on the payroll for this year, and it's not like they're like, hey, you took out insurance, let us subtract that $36 million for this year. Don't even worry about it. Now you've got some wiggle room. No. But you don't need wiggle room. What are we talking about? This is the New York Yankees. The report said that they made $109 million through the postseason going to the World Series. And that might not even be true. There might be more money. There might be some more money that wasn't reported, bro. I knew it. I was saying it myself. Never seen the stadium so packed. Never seen the streets so packed. Never seen the bar so packed. They got money, man. We talk like they actually are out of loot. Some of y'all really believe that. Everybody running with the, we're out of loot. We're out of loot. What? What are you talking about? There's no such thing. But right now, conversations need to be had. And I don't know if they're being had. I don't know if Hal and Cash are putting their heads together and saying, this is bad. This isn't good. Cole is down. Stanton is out. We sold people on DJ LeMahieu. He's going to start the year on the IL. Heel is down after winning the Rookie of the Year, pitching more than he ever pitched. Like, this fan base is reeling. This Juan Soto cloud hangs over their heads. Losing the World Series to the Dodgers hangs over their heads. People don't shut up about it. There are GIFs and memes and you can't escape it online. And yeah, we can take the beard policy away. We can change Frank Sinatra's theme from New York, New York to Just the Wind song. But like, this roster had holes before we reported. This roster was slightly suspect before all the injuries. Now it's completely suspect. Yeah, so don't think that I'm getting on this microphone to tell you we've got all we need. That's incorrect. I wasn't saying. I've been calling for a third base bat the whole time. I was calling for Dominguez to go to center field, and I realized they're not going to do that. When we found out about Stan, I'm like, you need another bat. Dom Smith is going to make the team. And no shade to Dom Smith, because we might really rely on him, and I hope he brings the bat that he's had in spring training. But I just look at the Yankees, the 27-time New York Yankees that made all of this bread and that have all these crazy, diehard, lifelong fans, not just here but across the world. They have a brand. They have a business. They have an image. And they have a window here to win a World Series, get back to a World Series. Like, they hold the pen. And they might not make the moves right now, but Boone did allude to it a few spring training games ago that, in spring training, moves usually happen late. Yeah, because right now we're seeing some of the cuts, and we're seeing guys get sent down, and you're starting to see the roster take shape here. Maybe we get another bat. Maybe they get another arm this week, but I'm not expecting it. I would like it as a sign to the fans to say, hey, we're not bystanders. We're not saying this is okay. We're not going to take this lying down. We hear you. We see the roster. We understand that, like, this is a championship or bust year again. We're going to proactively try to fix this right now and every month leading up to the trade deadline. 888-808-1019. Get your popcorn ready for this Yankees movie. Here comes Popcorn Rob in Babylon.
Keith, man, first and foremost, man, thank you for taking my call, bro. You are panicking again. Hey, Keith, let me explain something. And this is just the way that I kind of envision stuff, man. The diamonds are found in the rough. Like, a lot of these guys that come up from these minor league system and things like that, man, they are noticed or they are recognized through their hunger of wanting to be part of the major league, especially the Yankees organization. And so what I constantly continue to say, man, is you got these guys, man, that get the pay, and all of a sudden I feel tightness in my arm and all this other stuff, man, because they paid already, Keith. And the hunger is no longer available in their system. So when you start to think, you know what, let's start using our kids, man, the farm system, man, because the reality of it is that at some point these guys are going to retire. They are going to deplete or diminish with their, you know, with what they do or what they have been doing or what they're known for. And so, and then a few calls back, I got to get a guy an attaboy because he said that. He said, listen, man, we got to relax, man. Give them a shot. See what they got, man. Because when you start the season in March, when spring training's not over, you know, then you start to realize that, you know what, man, I'm not allowing these guys to kind of like give them a chance to see what they got. And even with Juan Soto, as far as our fans, as New York, you know, fans, man, listen, bro, we are too hard on these guys, bro. And when the guy spoke about family values and stuff like that, he is 100% correct. Because, like I said, man, that you don't know who you're around when you start, you know, bickering and complaining about these players when they get to them plates or when they make a mistake, bro. And so, and then you start saying crazy stuff, and the man's mama right there beside you. And so, and this.
All right. I said get your popcorn ready. I was eating my popcorn the whole time. I don't know if there's one thing that you hit me with, Rob, that I agree with. I'll try and counter with the things you said. First off, you started with, I'm panicking again. This is not my panic voice. I'll be panicking when they're 20 games under 500. I'll be panicking when they're mathematically out. I'll be panicking when another domino falls and somebody's hurt. My message tonight is don't panic. My message tonight is to sit down and watch the movie and let's see what happens here. And when you talk about Gerrit Cole, the fire not being there, like, I think you got the wrong guy. This guy is a baseball nerd who's got a cannon for an arm. But he's 34. He's a 12-year veteran. I don't know the number of innings that he's pitched. But of course he's breaking down. It was inevitable. Gerrit Cole went on his Instagram and wrote, you know, from the time I first dreamed of wearing the Yankees uniform, my goal has always been to help bring a World Series championship to New York. That dream hasn't changed. I still believe in it, and I'm more determined than ever to achieve it. The Gerrit Cole is not the guy that we're talking about. There's no fire. When the lights are brightest, you can depend on that guy. I'm sure he's devastated, but I'm sure he's going to work to come back at some point next season, but we can't worry about that. So then the next thing you're saying, give the young guys a chance. That's exactly what they're going to do. You're going to see Will Warren pitch. You're going to see Will Warren in the rotation. You've seen him pitch all through spring training. You saw him get some starts last year. I think that was good experience. I don't know how long it's going to take for a JT Brubaker's ribs to heal up. They're going to start there. They're going to tap their young guys. They're going to go from within first to figure it out before they go get Lance Lynn or, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to lean on their young guys first. So we will see that. And then with Soto, listen, and we can start the Soto conversation. One of these breaks, I am going to go back and watch that little trailer that they put out. I end up muting the tweet, and I heard Evan and Tiki and them talking about my tweet on it. When I saw the trailer that the Mets put out, landing a generational talent like Juan Soto takes a lot of work behind the scenes. Get unprecedented access to the true story of how he became a Met. The Pursuit, March 14th, only on the Mets YouTube. I said, bro, they made a movie about this? Good grief, the glazing. The amazing glazing Mets. Juan Soto has been treated like Barry Bonds mixed with I don't, you know, I, like he, I, and I got a ton of respect for him. If you listen to my show, I tell you, I watched every game he played last year. He is like that. I understand playing in the social media and the YouTube channel, but the way that they shot this trailer, you would think that this was a trailer to the World Series movie. You would think that the Mets won the World Series already by signing Juan Soto. Oh, that's right. Signing Juan Soto was the Mets World Series. It's the biggest thing since they won the World Series in 86. But, like, miss me with all of this stuff after the fact. A few months later, the whole premise here, as I'm looking at it now, was, like, get unprecedented access to why he chose the Mets, and we're going to act like it wasn't the money. We're going to tell you everything that went on from Brandon Nimmo told David Stearns he wanted him. We are family. I remember getting on the fan after the press conference and being like, they should have played Sister Sledge. When they ended the press conference, they should have said, we are family. That was the key word. That's what Scott Boras coached him up. It said, don't say anything about money. Don't say about anything about the bid. Don't say anything about the contract. Family. And so they pitch you this family thing. Family vibe helps sell Soto to Mets. And then they tell you in this trailer, oh, they called in the heavy hitters. They called in Alex Cohen and the dad and the brother. What? All of this, right, coming on the heels of a couple days ago, a podcast where Juan Soto was like, there were five teams, the Dodgers, Toronto, two other teams offer more money. Miss me with the BS. You don't have to save face. You don't have to save money. Save it. We don't care. You should take the most money to support your family. You should go get the largest contract in the history of sports. You earned it. But stand on business. Just stand on it, bro. Just stand on the fact that, like, the richest owner in the sport actually came through and landed an all-time free agent because he's the richest owner in the sport, because he has one of the smartest minds in the sport. That contract was masterful. The Yankees weren't doing that. The Yankees went 16 years, which, like, come on. I'm not going to hold you. As great as Juan Soto is, the Mets have to capitalize in the 2020s. You have the next 5 years, maybe six, to capitalize on Juan Soto with what you're paying him. In 5 years, I don't know if he's going to be running around in right field. He might lose some bat speed. I don't know. I don't want to hate on him. I don't want to sound like he is a phenom right now. But for the Yankees to potentially have signed him for 16 years, it would 100% for the Yankees. I don't know how it's going to work for the Mets, but it would 100% not work out for the Yankees, because we'd get back to the allocation of assets again. We'd get back to another Jacoby Ellsbury feeling of a contract. You just heard somebody call and say Aaron Hicks is still getting paid. Last year, they paid $6 million to Josh Donaldson. Right now, in our current situation, there's $36 million down the drain this year for Cole, $32 million for Giancarlo Stanton. I'm still working on finding the article about the insurance on Gerrit Cole and what actually happens there. Somebody in my chat claims the insurance is $27 million this year, but I don't know exactly how that works. All I'm saying here before we get back to the calls at 888-808-1019 and we start to talk more football and NFL free agency, because I wanted to do that. I'm not jumping off this Yankees ride. I'm not jumping off another season. I'm too old to just pack it up and say the season's over. I can't wait to go to spring training. I can't wait to go to opening day. I can't wait to see what they do to respond. They better respond. And enough with having to sell us on how great the Mets were to Juan Soto, how the Mets are building a dynasty, how appealing the family vibe. Please, we don't need it. We know what the deal is. And like the reason they're doing that is because so many people pointed to the money, greed, and all these other things. So what? Get your money. Get your paper. Take care of the Supreme Court of Soto. I'm not looking at you any different. Some Yankee fans might be, but not me. I don't care. And you know what? The movie's not for me. I won't be watching that. I just thought it was crazy, amazing, glazing. Have you ever seen a documentary on how they signed a player before the player even steps foot in the batter's box? We in the future now. 888-808-1019. We got to talk about signing players in the NFL. Jets fans, Giants fans, it's time to weigh in on the first day of the NFL free agent frenzy. You know, I think the Jets won with Justin Fields. I think he's a young quarterback that was coveted, that, you know, a lot of people were looking at. Hey, he's not done. The book's not done on him. I'm looking at the Giants' moves, though. Darius Slayton you bring back because he's a nice guy. He's one of the longest-tenured Giants. He's nice to the media. He won that award or whatever. And you do need receivers. Not a guarantee that you're going to draft one, and you do need it. He's been a solid receiver. You need a veteran. You need, you know, after they talked about losing veterans like Saquon Barkley and Shep and Xavier McKinney and all these other guys that dipped, Leo Washington, Leonard Williams. It's getting late. You need a guy like Slayton in the room. So I understand, you know, and like giving him his just due. And you didn't trade him last year, so you might as well have kept him. Roy Robertson Harris at DT. They sign him to be next to Sexy Dexy to give him some help. And then you go get a corner and Paulson Adebo. I did see Jason McCourty talk about him today on Twitter. I did put that in my notes that Jason McCourty liked the signing. Jason McCourty came out and said he played a lot of press man coverage. The tweet was, you know, he played a ton of press man coverage in New Orleans and did it at a high level. Loved this signing. So, you know, he's getting respect for that. And you obviously had a hole you needed to fix there. But Giants fans, let me know how you're feeling about your signings. Jets fans, obviously, the big news with the Jets is Jamie and Sherwood as well, on top of getting Justin Fields, right? Everybody said, hey, you better have a plan. You better have a plan at quarterback if you're not bringing back Aaron Rodgers. Well, they go get Justin Fields, and I think he'll be ready to go. Michael in West Haven, hopefully you're ready to go. Before we go to break, you got it.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for checking in.
All right, man. So my voice a little bit lost. I was at Raw at the Garden tonight. It was a great show, but I hear you're not really a wrestling fan.
No, I'm not, but I can still respect it. Nice.
Yeah, it was a good time. So that leads me to the Dolphins. So one of the reasons why I love wrestling so much is because the Dolphins have broken my heart for like 35 years. So what do you think about Zach Wilson backing up Tua?
I think he's going to play. I think if there's one thing we know, Tua's going to get hurt. He's going to miss time. He'll be ruled out at some point, and Zach will get an opportunity. Now, I'm looking at this class of free agents and the quarterback carousel and how, you know, Geno Smith and Sam Darnold, who were on the same Jets team, who were, you know, drafted to be Jets quarterbacks, look at the road that they took, playing on multiple different teams for a year, a couple years, and then, like, get into the bag. Zach Wilson's got to have some type of faith that he's on that trajectory, going to Denver, going to Miami. He's got to feel like he's another stop away from being a quarterback in this league that can get paid. So I don't think he's much of a threat this year. I think he's still got a long ways to go before he's actually an NFL quarterback. But I think the light at the end of the tunnel for him is that he's seeing these other guys that were drafted as Jets, you know, casted off, become faces of a franchise. Like now Sam Darnold is the Seahawks quarterback. Geno Smith is the Raiders quarterback. And these guys are getting paid $37 to $40 million a year.
Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy.
So I don't know. We'll see what camp has in store for Zach Wilson, but he was always overdrafted. As I'm talking about Justin Fields should have been the number two pick in that draft. They reached for Zach Wilson because indoors in shorts, he chucked the ball 60 yards on the run. Like it was the COVID year. He played in front of nobody, and he played against nobody. He's playing against Western Michigan, Coastal Carolina, running over those kids. So he was overdrafted.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a shot. Yeah, this is going to be a shot. Mike's going to, you know, see what Mike could do with him, and, you know, this is going to be a shot. You know how many years they signed him for?
If I go to my notes, I can find it. Give me a sec. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Let's see. Zach Wilson and his deal. Do 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 do. Do, 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 do. I have so many notes because so many different signings went down. Do, 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 do. I'm scrolling through my notes, making the Jeopardy sound. Where is the Zach? Okay, here we go. Zach Wilson, former Broncos and Jets quarterback, agrees on a 1-year, $6 million fully guaranteed deal that could grow up to $10 million. With the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, number one. That's the song they played on there in Miami Gardens when you go to Hard Rock. All right. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Now we're talking football. When we come back, I'm going to hit you with a bunch of thoughts on NFL free agency, where different guys landed, what's cooking, who's winning, who's losing. You should call up and weigh in. We'll be right back after this.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
People say Aaron's going to be sad to see Shea Stadium go, and I said, I'm not at all. I think it has seen its day, and it has some scars that are ready to go, and the new stadium is going to be terrific.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Vibes. Good energy. Positive energy on the Fan in New York. You down with PRP? Yeah, you know G. You down with PRP? Yeah, you know G. I'm sorry. That's a John Carlos Stanton joke. He's got the, you know, PRP shots in his elbow. I refer to him as G. You know, maybe you... Maybe it went over your head. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Watching the Knicks, talking to people online. Shout out to the chat going strong as we try to get to 2,000 concurrent views. And, you know, take as many calls as we can on the Yankees, but now also on the NFL free agent frenzy. Let's go. We in there. Oh, we was all the way in there. We was in there Sunday. I was on air for the DK Metcalf move, but now it's like, all right, Sam Darnold signs with the Seahawks, 3 years, $105 million. You know where I was wrong, and I always admit where I was wrong? I thought he was going to get Daniel Jones money. I thought he was going to get $40 million a year. He actually did really cost himself, losing those back-to-back games. Fell right into the Seahawks' hands. $37.5 million a year, I think he gets. I mean... Justin Fields signs 2 years, $40 million with the Jets. That's not bad money, y'all. I don't know why y'all mad about this. I know some of you are excited about this. Actually, let me tap Fleegs in while I got Fleegs here. Fleas, as a Jets fan, as I'm not sure. Are you on the phone, Fleas? Okay, he's good. As a Jets fan who, like I said, you know, the Jets have made moves very recently that have split the fan base. There's, you know, people on two different sides. What side are you on with the Justin Fields signing? Go for it.
I think it's a terrible move. And now it's not because I think Fields will be terrible. I think he's just okay. But I think the Jets are a team like any team. The way to be relevant and seriously compete and win in the NFL is to have a great young franchise quarterback. The reason I wanted Aaron Rodgers back was because it was 1 year, and then no matter what after that, you're done. There's no chance you get tricked into thinking there's a long-term future. I think if the Jets go out this year and they win 8, 9, or 10 games, which if they build the offense around Fields and the talent that they have, and I do believe in the talent on the roster, and they have an improved defense, and Aaron Glenn is the coach everyone thinks he's going to be, then they'll be better, and I think they will trick themselves into thinking Fields is worth investing in, and they'll give him a name you just mentioned. They'll give him the Daniel Jones contract instead of trading up and getting that real franchise quarterback.
I think that when you go this route of Justin Fields, who is very athletic, he's going to be very motivated, he has a rapport with Garrett Wilson, you're going to get a better version of Garrett Wilson probably. I think what you're doing is setting yourself up for him not being great, not being a Pro Bowl quarterback, but being good enough to help you win games, and also good enough where you're not going to be picking in the top picks to draft a quarterback next year. So he's going to be your quarterback. You got to hope for the best, though. They have to continue. The Jets have to continue adding, and they have to have a hell of a draft. I am a Teteroa McMillan fan. No, did I know him 2 years ago? No, he came up on my radar just in this last year. But go watch his film coming out of Arizona, some of his workout tape. There's a video going on Twitter or going online right now of Spencer Rattler working with him. I mean, this guy, I think, can just be a immediate impact wide receiver. And we see so many of these rookie wide receivers drafted and make an immediate impact. The Jets' room is thin. I think they need to draft him. 888-808-1019. I'm supporting Justin Fields, though. I think he has a chance here to take another step forward, shock some people with how he throws the football, and then obviously the threat of running the football at any time is going to create some big plays potentially for the Jets. 888-808-1019. I did mention Josh Dobbs signs a 2-year, $8 million deal with the Patriots, and as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, well, I didn't think there would be a trade of Joe Milton, but you know what? It's a new regime. They didn't draft Joe Milton, and they're probably looking at this guy. He's tall. He's got a cannon arm, and from what I read, they're looking to move him to a place where he can develop. They're looking to move him somewhere because there's obviously hype and talk about him and his value. Why wouldn't the Giants be on the phone with whoever they called from the Patriots last year if they're still there? They were trying to trade up to get Drake May last year. I'd be trying to check on that. So you probably heard Giants fans. Amani Toomer, he does not like Joe Shane. He does not like this regime. And you know what's kind of crazy? Like, Amani is around. I remember I used to work at House of Q in Weehawken, in the barbecue spot that used to be there. I forget what it's called now. And Amani used to come into there. I think he lives right around there. And then he's also on the, Giants post-game show that comes on right after the game with, like, Victor Cruz on it sometimes. So, like, Amani, he is not ducking. He said he's seen enough of Joe Shane, and then he went on to add that players around the league are avoiding the Giants in free agency because of him, and they see it like a sinking ship, and like not for nothing, yo. How many times did I say fire whoever's decision it was to put them on offseason hard knocks? It's one and done. They couldn't even figure out how to get UNC and Bill Belichick on it. Bill Belichick probably had something that he was like, I don't want you guys to see this. Like, fire whoever's decision that was. And so much of that show was Joe Shane. It opens up with Joe Shane in the car. You get to go to Joe Shane's house. You get to meet Joe Shane's family. You're in Joe Shane's office. Like, it was such a bad look for him and the Giants. Who wants to come work for this guy? And not to mention the way he fumbled the Nick McLeod situation where it was like, don't pay your rent. Like, that quote comes out. Don't pay your next rent. I'm getting you out of here. Okay. And then how they completely botched Daniel Jones' situation. It just looks bad. It looks bad. Saquon, Nick McLeod, Daniel Jones. I'm probably forgetting some other guys. There's a handful of guys that they moved on from that found greener pastures elsewhere. It just makes it tough in free agency for you to add top talent if it doesn't look attractive with that being your GM, him being on the hot seat, head coach being on the hot seat, toughest strength of schedule, longest odds for the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know. I don't know. 888-808-1019. Let me not keep these Yankee fans waiting, but I do want to talk football with y'all. Ben is in East Village. Ben, you're live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Keith. Yep. I agree with you on the Yankees outlook. I think any fan saying the season is over is being overreactionary. It's obviously a terrible situation, but last season when we lost Cole at the beginning of the season, we found Luis Gil, who was a diamond in the rough, kind of like what that caller was saying earlier. That could be Will Warren this year.
Yep.
Also, Oswaldo continues to put in the work. He's batting 280 with 25 at-bats. J.C. Escarra is batting 375 with 24 yep. at-bats. I know it's only spring, but there is hope with the Baby Bombers. Also, Max Fried, Devin Williams, and Weaver pitching gives us some cushion pitching-wise. So, I mean, there is some upside.
Yeah, it's not all doom and gloom. Thanks for the call, Ben. But we also live in this hypersensitive and over-dramatized society because of social media. Like, we shouldn't be able to see everybody and their reaction. A lot of people just want to post the gif of the guy, like, pretending to jump, you know, from his porch. The guy's, like, literally pretending to jump over the ledge. He's pretending to drink bleach. Like, people just want to get likes and, like, joke like that. Some of these people aren't Yankee fans. Some of these people are Yankee fans that hate the organization and want to dunk on the organization and say, see? Like, the narrative around, like, Cole opting out, I think, is just so dumb. Oh, well, you know, Cole did this because he knew there was something up with his elbow. No, he opted out and then stuck with his same contract, right? The Yankees could have added money to that. They didn't have to do that. They said, no, we're good with where we're at. And Cole said, yeah, I'm good too because I want to be a Yankee. I want to continue here. I want to retire here. I don't need to test free agency. And then, you know, when you think about where Cole is, he's halfway through his contract. And I don't want to, you know, talk so far down the line, but this is Gerrit Cole. What if they go give Gerrit Cole a robo arm and he comes back and, all right, you sacrifice this year, you sacrifice some of next year, but then he comes back and he's, you know, he's back to spider tack Cole. Rocco's in Saratoga on the fan. What up, Rock?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm perfectly
fine. Yeah, good. I've been away a little while. I was down in St. Pete. Ironically, I went to the Tuesday game that Gerrit Cole started against the Minnesota Twins in Tampa.
It was a nice day. It was on ESPN.
I was there, and no, it wasn't. Well, that's nice. I tried to get it on the radio so I could listen to it. Couldn't get it. Okay. I guess yes, and ESPN had it, so you can't get it on the damn radio, Keith. So anyway, I'm at the game. It's chilly. I'm serious. I was there with a friend of mine. I'll say a friend, okay?
And what did you think when Cole was getting rocked? Did you think right then and there, oh, this is a problem?
No, yeah, Keith. The first inning, he was good. He struck out a guy. It was a good inning. Second inning, he got an out. It was like, okay, he's looking good. But then a double, then a single, then a home run. I said, oh, this is not good.
Then they took him out of the game, and then they brought him back into the game.
Yeah.
Because you can do that in the spring.
It was silly. Keith, Judge played, but they DH'd him. I said, oh, they don't want to play him out there. It's a little cold, you know, big guy, muscles and all. You don't want him to tighten up, right? Spring training game. He had a good – they walked him twice. He hit a drive to the warning track, a nice shot. He hit a foul ball or two that
Rock,
when it comes
Rock,
off
I watched.
His back,
I watched. They
incredible.
Interviewed him. They interviewed Cole. They interviewed Devin Williams. I watched. What else you got for us? I watched the game. I watched it on ESPN.
Yeah, okay, you watched it. I was there. I'm saying it was a little cool. It was a little chilly. I don't know if that had anything to do. He's got a pitch, cool weather, right? But I don't know. They took him out, and that was it. Hey, Justin Fields for the Jets, why not? Why not? I thought they should have traded and got him even 2 years ago when Pittsburgh got him. I said, why not? They had Aaron Rodgers, so they had to go with that. Now it's all discombobulated. The Giants, I don't know what the hell they plan. Oh, obviously, they're going to draft the quarterback, right? Because they haven't done anything. What about Cousins? Everyone was talking about him. Now he's just a backup.
I think he's stuck. I think Arthur Blank is fine with having him as a backup. He was terrible. He was not good. But I don't know. Maybe they shop him. Everything is still up in the air, but you need two quarterbacks, so I think they're good with him. Thanks for the call, Rock. Really, though, what the hell are the Giants going to do? You know what I keep coming back around to? They should have fired these guys. Like, these guys, everything is compounded. They should have fired these guys because these guys are making decisions for their lives, and these guys are also, all right, if they would have fired them, there would be a new regime in here with a complete different influence and relationships and a completely different look on I'm going to play for those Giants. They're turning a page. If what Amani Toomer says is true, which he's not, come on, why would he make, he's a Giant. This is a guy saying, you know, we put our blood, sweat, and tears out there and all this other stuff when Strahan was, doing the Fly Eagles Fly. And he basically took a shot at the organization then and said, like, hey, if they don't get it right, we're not just going to root for them. I think there's a lot of truth. I'm like, yo, not for nothing, people love Saquon. And for Saquon to go win a Super Bowl and the season started with the whole world seeing how Joe Shane did him. Like, yeah, Chicago's in and I think Philly's out. Chicago's driving up the price. And like, who's going to pay that? Like, what? Like, what are the Giants going to do to get themselves out of this one? I just think it's inevitable. These guys shouldn't be making the decisions because they have a bad rap, bad record, bad MO, and they're making the decisions to save their lives, and there's no saving. It's just, I don't know. And then now, all right, last week, it was a lock that Aaron Rodgers reaching out to them. Aaron Rodgers lives in Jersey. Aaron Rodgers is going to be the next Giants quarterback. And there were some people saying, for why? What? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would Aaron Rodgers want to go there and get tackled, get sacked, lose in the cold? He just did that. Like, Minnesota popped up. And I was saying, hey, Minnesota, a great place to play indoors. But, you know, why would he want to do the Brett Favre cycle? Exactly. Now the Steelers, Sixburg, they got DK Metcalf, they got George Pickens. I was talking to Josh and Passaic during the break, and we were talking about that. That came up, and I'm like, I don't see that working with how ridiculous George Pickens is, how ridiculous DK can be. DK wants to, like, bully every corner that he sees, and George Pickens does, like, wrestling moves, and he's just very eccentric and over the top. And then you got Rodgers and then Tomlin trying to keep them all together, the Rooney family. I'm like, I don't see how that works. But, hey, they'll take a stab at it. They'll take a swing at it. They will take a flyer on it because they've had terrible quarterbacks. Mid quarterbacks. And they're not going to fire Tomlin without somebody that can actually get it done. I know I was going to hit you guys with some more stuff, right? Najee Harris. Why wouldn't they bring Najee Harris back? He always rushes for 1,000 yards. Najee Harris goes out to join Harbaugh and the Chargers. I like that move a lot. So that's a one-year deal for him. Aaron Jones is back with the Vikings. They like what they saw there. Who's going to be the Vikings quarterback? Daniel Jones? It might be Daniel Jones and J.J. McCarthy because they're already... Daniel Jones got a leg up learning the system. Now when you start to say, like, all right, Aaron Rodgers comes off the board, it might be Daniel Jones in Minnesota. Look at that. Won a playoff game in Minnesota, might actually be their starting quarterback. They should draft one too. 888-808-1019. Again, let me not let these Yankee calls go to waste. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Would love to talk Yankees with you. My guy Tony up in Montreal. Take as much time as you need.
How you doing, Keith?
Good. Watching the Knicks. This is a really solid game for the Knicks. Again, I know it's Sacramento, but, you know, we'll get to that in the next hour as well. Go on.
Yeah, just wanted to say, you know, a lot of people are criticizing the Yankees. Cole goes down. we got to go out and spend another $200 million or whatever. I don't know whatever people are saying, but I looked into the finances of the Yankees. They're the second most valuable franchise in Major League Baseball at $5.7 billion, purchased for $11 million back in 73 by a very smart man, Mr. Steinbrenner. And his son is no dummy, man. He's a very smart dude. He has a 1% carryover on debt. That means his debt percentage is 1% of his value, as opposed to the Dodgers, who are at 11%, who are gambling with their future. So the Yankees are conservative, and they have a farm system, and they produce superstars, and they have a history of producing superstars. So people that are jumping off the bandwagon or jumping whatever, jump in any direction, saying the Yankees don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They want to be there in 100 years or 50 years because they have been there since the start. And they are a continual team that makes the playoffs. And with their championships behind them, people should respect that, Keith. Like, you respect people when they call up. They attack you, and I always call you up and say, you got to blow these guys off. Well, you know what? The Steinbrenners know what they're doing. They bought that team at $11 million, and it's worth $5.7 million right now, or something
I think it's over seven. Yeah.
Yeah. So over, let's say over seven. So why would they go out? They we're not even sure what's wrong with Cole right now until we get a second, third opinion. Right.
No. We got the news. He's getting Tommy John. I kind of knew that on Saturday.
Okay. I didn't know. I didn't hear that because I've been working all day. So,
that's okay. You know. For anyone else that is just tuning in, the actual official Yankees email came out. Shout out to Caitlin Brennan. He was seen earlier today in Los Angeles by Dr. Neil Elitrosh and is now scheduled to undergo Tommy John surgery. He's out for the foreseeable future.
That's sad. That's sad, man. That's sad. But anyway, same position that I take. I think the Yankees, you were right. The Yankees always seem to find a trade, or they seem to find something, or they produce someone out of
their system. They're not going to take this lying down. They're not going to say, nope, we're done, this is it. They might enter the season like, this is who we have. But like, Cashman's job as the general manager is to generally manage everything going on with the team. And if this team is losing and fans are booing in there and those seats are empty when it's cold in April, they know. It's the business, Tony. Like, you're talking about how they made all this money. They made all of this money off of having star players. They made all of this money off of winning. They made all 100%. Of this money off of at least selling fans on the opportunity to get to the playoffs and potentially win a championship. And that hasn't changed.
Listen, I'll just say one thing. You're a former athlete. You played at a high level in sports. You know that when you're on a team, especially football, which is team-oriented, and baseball, team-oriented, and a guy goes down, the team doesn't deflate. The team doesn't give up. The team hunkers down.
Not before the game starts.
We're going to get tougher.
I mean, I can understand if a guy you're counting on gets hurt right before the most important part of the season, the playoffs, but right before, you're right, I played every single training, like not spring training, but training camp, August, the dog days of August, somebody gets hurt. It is expected in football. It, and it's next man up. And you know what they do? They rally around the second string guy to become the first string guy, and they empower him, and they lean on him, and they say, like, hey, we got you as a team. And then you never know. That guy digs deep and finds it, and the team goes on. Everybody pulls the same rope.
That's the Yankee power right there talking, Keith. That's why I love you, man. You've got the positive attitude. You're not a defeatist, man. If people are listening to the Yankees, I grew up on those movies, man. You know, when back in the 20s, you're talking about Hank, the greatest of the greatest, you know, and you're saying you're living off this, and you're saying, yes. Oh, how can it keep
and,
going?
And like, Tony, that's why I pitched this as a movie. You're in the movie theater right now. You're in your seat, okay? The trailer for this movie, you don't know. Or maybe if you want to say this is the beginning of the movie, hey, it starts off where you might want to go home. You might want to leave. I don't know if I want to watch this movie, but you get your popcorn ready. You take the whole ride. You don't get out of your seat. We have no idea what happens next. This is adversity. This is a plot twist. But you're locked in as a fan. Watch.
Absolutely.
You have no idea what will materialize. You have no idea who will rise. You have no idea what's going to happen to your opponents.
Absolutely.
Our opponents aren't all healthy either.
Exactly. And Boone's not an idiot. Boone's going to figure this out, Matt.
They have to for their jobs, their lives, their livelihood. Thanks for the call, Tony. Aaron Boone just got an extension. He's got a lot to prove still. He's got to get back to the World Series and win it. Got there, has to win it. I just told y'all a couple segments ago, from fire Cashman night to Cashman getting to the World Series, and trust me, you think the Yankees didn't like the sound of that cash register during all three World Series games that they could host? They did. You think they don't want to get back? They do. You think they're not looking at the American League and saying, hey, the Astros aren't standing in our way like they were. Okay, the Red Sox made some good moves. They still got to come together and get it done, stay healthy. The Yankees losing Gerrit Cole again, right? They didn't have him for half the season last year. I think Max Fried is part of, hey, we know Cole is getting older. We need another guy. And they can trade for another guy. And they can lean on some younger guys. They can hit. I can't wait to see Belly swing in Yankee Stadium. I can't wait to see Paul Goldschmidt, who was an MVP a couple years ago, and one of the best hitters in baseball, consistently hit in Yankee Stadium. And Dominguez emerge. And Volpe take a step forward. And Wells is the man. Wells has arrived. Wells, come on. I'm not quitting on those guys because Gerrit Cole went down. I'm not quitting on the chase for 28 conquest to hang another banner up, to get a ring, to have a parade. There's a lot of you that are going to be deleting tweets. There's a lot of you that are going to be, you know, backpedaling on what you say if this team comes out and figures it out without Gerrit Cole. It's a movie. It's a story. Many teams have overcome the loss of one of their best players. Like, come on. We've seen this before. This is why we watch. This is why we're fans. 888-808-1019. But if you want to be a bandwagon fan and jump off the bandwagon, if you want to be a crybaby, if you want to go sleep under the bed and say the season's over and pack it in, don't watch. Then do that. But I'm not built like that. I can't get down like that. I can't get jiggy with that, man. 1 o'clock. Keith McPherson on the fan. We got to take a break. Dial 888-808-1019. When we come back, Mark will hit you with the update, and we'll take the rest of your calls till 2. BRB.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.